Good morning. We're continuing Chiyuvim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Chaf, which deals with the Melacha of Bishul. And we just finished learning Siman Yud Aleph, where the Chayyadim discussed the case of putting a pot over the fire, an empty pot over the fire, and then putting the food, returning the food to on top of that, which he says functions better than Grufa Ketuma. So we mentioned that this halacha, the way Mishnah Berurah stands, is the equivalent of Grufa Ketuma, not better. And this is the source of the concept of what's known as a blech. So let's break that down. So Chazal were concerned if a person leaves food on the fire going into Shabbos, or that there's going to be a concern that the person wants to make sure the food is hot or fully cooked for the purpose of the meal. They were dealing with the stoves which had... they would use coals. He might come to stir up the coals. The nature of the person has coals is that the fire dies down, and if you stoke the coals, the fire gets heated up more. So the person sees the fire dying down, the heat dying down, he might go to stoke the coals to be able to warm up the food better or heat the food better. So that was Chazal's concern. The person, since that was something which a person did the whole week, it was part of the cooking process, the person would have to stoke the coals. And Chazal were afraid the person would forget that the job isn't do so. When is that? When were Chazal afraid about that possibility? So there's a machlokes between Tanoim. One opinion says that if it's basically ready to eat, even though it's not the best optimal situation, the person does not feel that concerned about the food that he's going to forget himself and stoke the coals. But if a person sees that the food is really not edible, he's going to be concerned about not having food for the Suda, and he's going to forget that he's not allowed to do this on Shabbos, that he's going to stoke the coals. So that's the opinion of Chananya. So if the food is basically edible, even though it's not the optimal type of food, it hasn't reached optimal cooking, so that's not a problem that we're Chazal Asard, but if it's less than that, which is known as Michael Madrusoi, if it's less than Michael Madrusoi, we're concerned. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say that even if it's cooked Michael Madrusoi, the person might forget himself. So how do we solve this problem according to each one according to their opinion? According to Chananya, when it is less than Michael Madrusoi, according to Chachamim, when it's even more than Michael Madrusoi, we're afraid the person might come to stoke the coals. So there are two solutions. One solution is to remove all the coals before Shabbos. The oven maintains its heat, but there's no coals to stoke. The nature of their ovens, they were thick walls they were cooking on. And the oven itself maintains its heat for a period of time, and so it can continue to be warm there, but there's nothing to stoke. That's called grufa. There's a second solution, which is called ketuma. That's what's relevant for us. Ketuma means you would cover the coals with ash. So how does that help to cover the coals with ash? Well, since normally during the week when a person would be cooking, they wouldn't have ash there. And he comes to stoke the coals. He says, why is there ash here? He says, oh my gosh, I'm not supposed to do this. It's going to be a hecker, a reminder not to stoke the coals that it's Shabbos. So by covering it with this ash, it creates a situation which is the different than your normal cooking situation. He'll notice it. And that will jar him enough to remind him that it's Shabbos, and he shouldn't mistake by go and start stoking the coals. So that's the process called ketuma. So by covering it and doing that in a situation where that would not be normally how you cook, you've created a hecker. So many places come along and say that we don't have coals anymore. We're cooking on top of a gas fire or electric fire, but if you put a piece of metal down, what we call a blech, the person comes to adjust the fire, it should be warmer because it doesn't look like it's cooking enough. He says, why is there a piece of metal here? So this piece of metal will be very, very similar to the ash of Chazal. The ash on top of coals and the metal on top of our fires basically function similarly, and that should be sufficient to do that. So our blechs are based on the concept of ketuma. There's, however, an opinion of the Chazanish that he disagrees. And the Chazanish says that ketuma does more than just cover the thing and act as a hecker. It actually minimizes the heat which is there. The fact that there's ash on top blocks the oxygen from getting to the coals, and the coals actually, the heat is minimized. So here he's doing something from before Shabbos, which is not, which is actively lowering the temperature. So a person realizes that he's actively lowering the temperature. The available heat, which is available, that acts as a reminder that you're not supposed to heat things on Shabbos. You're not supposed to heat up the fire, stoke the fire on Shabbos. So maybe the concept of a black will only work if it's going to minimize the heat. And he points out that when you just have put a piece of metal directly over there, metal is a very good conductor of heat, and it will not minimize the temperature which is there. So what can you do according to the Chazon Ish? Blessed is Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.